The most important potential study is the electrophysiologic study. Patients are taken to the electrophysiology laboratory where electrodes are placed into selected portions of the heart, principally the atria, and systematic studies are performed. In the presence of the rhythm, one can establish mechanism by using entrainment and various other pacing techniques. If the rhythm is not present, one can try to initiate the rhythm with programmed stimulation. If one can initiate it with premature atrial beats or rapid pacing, that suggests a reentrant rhythm or a triggered rhythm. And with selected interventions during the rhythm, one can perturb the rhythm and learn much about the mechanism, particularly if it's reentrant. If one can demonstrate entrainment, it is reentry. If one demonstrates interruption with pacing, it does not distinguish between triggered rhythms and reentrant rhythms, unfortunately. But very important during electrophysiologic testing is the ability to map the rhythm. And if one can map the rhythm to a single focus, that almost always is due to some form of abnormal automaticity or localized triggered rhythm, and that has particular importance for subsequent therapeutic intervention in the form of radiofrequency ablation.